August 23. God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. 1 John 5:11. There are very small verses in the Gospel which sums up the whole life purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ. One is Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. And the other is John 10:10, last part. I have come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. From these two short verses, we can sum up the whole life purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ. Although we may not know it, the word of the Lord goes throughout the world. Wherever you may go, you find hunger and thirst for the word of God. If you seek to know God, you will find Him. As you see in Jeremiah 29:13, "And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart." Once we have found Him, He will make every provision to give us abundant life. Then we have to labor with Him as co-workers. There are many believers who do not have abundant life, though they may say they are born again. In the First World War, many soldiers were wounded, and among them, there were about 85 very sad cases. They had lost both their legs and both their arms and both their eyes. They were almost like dead men. They had to be carried in baskets and they had to be fed with a tube or a spoon. Spiritually, this is the condition of many believers today. Even though they say they are born again, yet for many years, they remain spiritually deaf and dumb. They have no strength to work for God. The fact remains that the Lord says, "I have come to give them life and to give it more abundantly." Now the word "abundantly" is a word with big meaning. And the phrase "more abundantly" means an overflowing fullness. If you study the last words of the Lord, before His final journey to Jerusalem, you will see that He was revealing all these principles and truths. How to know Him, how He Himself was going about to seek and to save that which was lost. Sometimes the lost themselves do not know how the loving Savior and Good Shepherd is seeking them. He uses many means to save them. Sometimes He burdens friends and even strangers to pray for them. He changes all their plans until they come to His plan.